Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hi, this is Gardner Ted Armstrong. The most critical need now is monetary reform. Vague, meaningless words, aren't they, to perhaps millions of laborers and white-collar workers, housewives, and college students? The millions who are striving mightily these days to keep life and limb together, to live somehow in the midst of runaway inflation. Monetary reform. What in the world does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means that first we've got to have monetary reform in order to avert World War III. If we don't have monetary reform and have it in a matter of weeks or months from now, World War III is inevitable. Now let me make some sense out of those shocking words for you. Because monetary reform means the achievement of some new order in the entire international monetary system. And it's the very first step that is necessary to averting a world war. Today the world is filled with an economic jungle. It's like so many beasts, ravenous beasts, in desperate kill or be killed struggles between nations as they vie for favorable positions in their balance of payments, surpluses, or deficits. As practically every major currency in the world is floating these days, as the bills of major industrial countries for Arab oil have soared up into the billions in the matter of a few months, rather, of recent time, and since the Yom Kippur War of late 1973. Striving today to increase exports, striving for longer-term loans, for lower interest, for a lack of quotas in import taxes or surcharges or restrictions or export taxes on their goods that they send abroad. Nation after nation is striving for position, jockeying for position against other nations. The Great Depression pitted one nation against another nation and led directly to World War II. You know that, and I know it, and the history books prove it. Right now, today, with huge trade deficits and still more inflation, the world's financial markets are reverberating with one shock wave after another, and they are in absolute chaos. Arab countries are suddenly too rich, and many other countries are suddenly too poor, and no one seems to be able to restore any sensible balance. Here is a little country like Kuwait, let's say, sitting upon the top of piles of billions upon billions of francs, guilders, Swiss francs, Deutschmarks, British pounds, and American dollars. And if all of the big construction firms in Western Europe and the United States went over there at one fell swoop and started building roads and schools and bridges and hospitals and deep water ports and airports and apartment houses and shopping complexes and stocked it all, we couldn't build fast enough for them to spend even a small percentage of the money they're sitting on top of. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what's happening. So the world, consequently, is an absolute powder keg. Well, you ought to write for the Plain Truth magazine and get these articles upcoming on the real meaning of what's happening around the world in this monetary madness.
Write for your free copy today. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO, Sydney. And we'll send you your free copy.